The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold's dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening. Today is Tuesday, October the 18th, 2016. We have a live show for you today, and at any time, at any moment, you can call in, and that number is 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. And we will bring you up, and you can make your comments or have any questions that you may have as well. And then we'll definitely bring in Brother Davis to give us a clue on what's going on with Wise Wednesday tomorrow. I see Brother Davis is there. So, Brother Davis, once you're ready to do that, just jump yourself in the queue. Then I'll know that you're actually ready to do that. Looking forward to today's show. We got a great show. But before we get started there, make sure, everyone, that you're continuing to support Black Talk Radio Network by making financial contributions, transferring some of your energy, your financial energy, to the network so that it can continue to grow and it continue to bear great fruit. Time for us to feed the roots so that the tree will have good and edifying fruit for everyone that's listening. So, you can easily do that by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com and going on the website, and you can see the crowdfunding digital black media program that's going on right now. There's the three ways in which you can donate. They're right there on the website. You can do it from there, and all of the information that you need to donate. Do what you can, everyone, because we have to keep this network on air, bringing you information that is so critical. So, also, if you are interested in transferring your debt, your slave wage, your debt that you are paid in, into real money, so that you can may not be paid the wage of a king and may not be paid a wage of a lady and a gentleman, but you sure can save in it and transfer your energy into something that you can freeze the purchasing power on, so that just like food, so that you can use it, so that it will be fresh for you to use at a later date. That's what transferring your cash into real money. You can do that by going to prosperitymint.com. That's prosperitymint.com. And look at what's there. But make sure you email wolf6pack1@gmail.com before you make a order, so that someone can go over it with you to make sure that you are getting and explaining the whole process to you. Trust me, this is something that you definitely need to do. So with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news. There's a lot that's there, as always. And there's a couple of things that that I want to, let me just mark. Okay, so it's a couple of things that we want to jump into and what's in the news. Let's get started. First article that we posted today comes from Reuters, and it says Deutsche Bank to pay $38 million in silver and U.S. silver price fixing case. New York Deutsche Bank AG has agreed to pay $38 million to settle U.S. Legislation over allegation and illegally conspired with other banks to fix the silver price fix the silver price at the expense of the investors, according to, I got to pull this down, missed it and dropped it, according to court papers filed on Monday. This is huge. We're going to definitely come back to this. And I said, this is something which our people must know about the meaning behind, because it's critical. Very, very critical. So this is something you definitely want to know. So definitely read this article, and I will definitely come back to this one. It's just that important. Major importance. We'll take a look at that. And my man Ramon, jump on at any time, brother. Also, continuing on in what's in the news. Next one comes from dailymail.co.uk. Turkey warns that World War III is inevitable. Check out that article. Turkey's deputy prime minister has warned world could be plumbing into global conflicts, says it sees America and Russia on opposite sides as tensions surge in Syria. So check out that article, things you need to know. Next article comes from Sputnik. We did a couple of things from Sputnik today, very important. From Sputnik News, U.S. has played itself into a corner and now is seriously frightened. Yeah, they did. So check out that article. This one comes from Sputnik News, commenting on calls by the U.S. House lawmakers for President Obama to adopt a no first use nuclear weapons policy. Russia policy political analyst told Radio Sputnik that it was the U.S. who has played itself into a corner and is now seriously frightened. So check out that article. We will maybe check that out. Next article comes from Sputnik as well. Was it a Hunat missile or a radio glitch which sparked the U.S. warship attack on Yemen? This is stuff is continue to unfold, where the U.S. said that the USS Mason was under attack, missile attack, and then one day and then the next day they responded by taking out Yemen's radar missile system. That was, man, this is really, now they're saying, maybe we had a glitch. Yeah, right. Last week the Pentagon began a new military campaign in Yemen in retaliation for an attack on the U.S. Mason in the Red Sea, but new reports suggest that the American naval vessel may have suffered from a radar malfunction.
Hold up now. So what did the radar make explosion sounds, or did it, you know, come on.
Right, Scotty, it is getting really, really bad. So the USS Mason had a cruise missile attack Yemen. And let me tell you, this is a part of the deception of the war that's going on. It's going to, in my opinion, continue to escalate. And we are coming up in the, you know, let me say this before we go any further. I guess the elections is coming up relatively soon, like within 2 weeks. And let me just say this. There is some, I'm going to hold it until after the break, because that's just too important. But for going back to this article, the deception of war is now really playing itself out everywhere. And I think it's going to expand to Africa, expand to the South Sea of China, which is already there, South America, Europe, Eurasia, and in the Bering Strait, or in the Arctic Circle, as well as in up in by Alaska. So unfolding in a very, very dangerous way for you, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to give you some reasons as to why, in my opinion. Next, today's show is going to be part two. Could we be wrong about why we prepare? Nope, doubt it, but still, that's what today's show is going to be about. We're going to actually take a look at an article from yesterday, and it was Ramon had also had a good article that once he comes in, I want him to definitely read it, and then let's go over it, or just read some of the highlighted parts that he picked out. It's a really good one. Next article comes from Sputnik News. China launches a Shenzhen 11 spacecraft with two crew members. Beijing, the spacecraft was launched at 7:30 a.m. from a satellite launch center in northwest China, in the desert. The launch was broadcast by Chinese Central Television. The crew consists of Major General Him and Jing Yang Peng and Colonel Qin Dong Him. So two sent up two crew. And in my opinion, this had everything to do with the overall move towards World War III that is going to be a part of Global Nuclear War I. So very, very important. So check out that article. Next article from PressTV.ir, which is from Iran. U.S. the root cause of all Middle East problems, Iran says. Chief spokesman for Iranian armed forces said the United States is the most important reason behind the current problems in the Middle East, stressing that Washington must accept its strategical mistakes and leave the region. I couldn't agree with him more. Next article comes from Business Insider. Getting rid of cash can make some pretty weird effects on our bodies. Excuse me. Getting rid of cash could have some pretty weird effects on our bodies. Man, and I had to just laugh at this. This is crazy. Yeah, like we can become. It's just read this article. Really, really funny. This is a move to a cashless society, ladies and gentlemen, because a cashless society is a one in which they can control and subjugate and enslave you even further. Okay, even further. So what it is, that, in my opinion, is that currency should be used and for only for what it's good for, and we should be adopting a asset-first policy on securing and saving in real wealth for us to have prosperity and to regain the prosperity is lost. And this is going to be critical in the coming months, years, that is going to be facing our community, and we need to have the appropriate response to it now while the window of opportunity is still there. So getting rid of cash could have some pretty weird effects on our bodies. Well, let's get rid of the whole man-made false economy, and you can have some real effects on, weird effects on our body. Like people will have cures for diseases. There will be no famine. The opportunity for other things is so vast and so great. So, yeah, it would be some weird things, but shaking my head. So next article comes from Press TV as well. Greece ruling party urges Palestinian recognition. Check out that article. Next one. This story is very, very important. And I said huge, huge, my commentary. This story tells the future changes that will affect your everyday life. BRIC leaders, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, and South Africa, and all of the other nations that make up the consortium of nations, Leaders agreed to creating a rating agency. BRICS leaders have agreed to setting up a grouping credit rating agency, and the Prime Minister said on Saturday, "We have agreed to quickly put in place the BRIC rating agency." Now, why is that so important, ladies and gentlemen? They've now have established a new credit rating system, the BRIC nations have. Why? Because they're not going to have it set in debt. It's going to be set in assets. This is a huge story. We're definitely going to touch on this today as well. Very, very important, and that you can start to see how things are start to unfold. So check out that article. Next article comes from LA Times. How strong is disaster culture in earthquake-prone Los Angeles? And my commentary to this, in today's world, earthquakes could be the weapon of choice. And I'll tell you how strong disaster culture is in earthquake-prone Los Angeles. They're a little, it's not much at all. So the people are aware of it, but they don't prepare for it at all. And if they do have any preparation for it, it's minimal. Minimal. I know. Was there for many years. Dealt with the people directly on in all geographical and that from one geographical slide to the other, all the way to the other, and none of them are really prepared. But some of them in Los Angeles are getting prepared for other things that will make them prepare for earthquakes as well. And they do. There is some earthquake preparedness. People that are there in Los Angeles, but most of the general population is unaware. Some of the extreme wealthy, they're preparing, all right? They're preparing for earthquakes, but the earthquake isn't really on their mind. They're preparing for other things that's going on. This is why they're restructuring their homes completely with bunkers. So, very good article. Check that out. Angelinos, stand up. Next article comes from the Indianapolis Star. Obama expands his power beyond Earth. President Obama has expanded his use of executive power beyond the bounds of Earth, signing an executive order Thursday, that was last Thursday, to prepare the federal government to deal with effects of space weather events. That space weather, which includes phenomenons like solar flares, geomagnetic disturbances, can have big effects on everyday technology like global positioning systems, satellite communication, and aviation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a clue of what's happening in our solar system. From the sun to other celestial parts, celestial objects that are coming closer in our solar system, which are a part of our solar system and always has been, is, in my opinion, what this is being talked about. And I talked about this yesterday quickly, and the person that comes to my mind is Sister Davis. And you know why you come to my mind, Sister Davis, on this. I just had a laugh. But we will bring you some more of that. I just haven't been really ready. I've talked about it briefly, and I'm going to tell you what I think some of the phenomenons, the celestial phenomenons and geomagnetic disturbances that they could be planning for. We'll talk about that at an appropriate time. So they know and you don't. Why? Because they don't tell you, and we have blind faith in the system. And the key is you need to know what's in your best interest. So check that out. Next one from Science Alert. The Milky Way, ancient heart, and five more of our favorite science images from the week. Pretty good stuff. Check that out. Next one, man. This one really got me. This one comes from the Chicago Tribune. 1,000 more people shot compared with the same time last year. That probably, I'm pretty sure it surpasses by far all of Los Angeles, all of New York, and maybe a couple of other cities combined. Not quite sure, but I think there is some where it's just this is out of control. But here it is. This was my commentary. Here is the effect of governmental policies, procedures, and direction. This stuff is only going to get worse as the people surrender to the agenda. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Chicago has some of the toughest gun restrictions in the nation, and that's purposely done. And there is going to be an election that's coming up relatively soon. This is actually a part of a destabilization program that's going on, in my opinion, right now. And it's been going on and it's been ramping up because it serves the interest. You think about it. Who gains from this? Who gains from this right now? Who has the means to keep it out? Who has the method to keep it? To carry it out. And who has the motive? Who has the motive to carry this stuff out? And we'll all go back to the usual suspects that have been changing faces with the same policies, procedures, directions, and occultic ritual practices. Those that rule you gain from this. This is why. Already know who's going to be selected. And in that selection, we need to talk about what you need to prepare for. This is warfare that's being waged that's going to spread throughout this whole country. Spread. Why? Because it's effective. And people don't care because they've separated themselves. There is no empathy and there is no understanding and there is no love for people in our world anymore. And that's the perfect breeding grounds for the great demonic rituals to come in and start to dictate the direction of humanity. This is one of our greatest threats globally, where policy precedes violence, where procedures predict violence, and where directions fast track depopulation and genocide. That's exactly what's happening here. So check out that article, and I want to talk about this election, which I don't really talk about, but I'm going to talk about it from a different standpoint, not from a matter of voting, but from a matter of preparing for the selections that are coming. Next article. Putin says the West can screw themselves over Russian sanctions. This came from DailyMail.com. Next article. The president of the Philippines to the New World Order. I'll humiliate you. So he's actually in, this came from Veterans Today. You know, this brother, Jonas Alex, is a great, great writer. For Veterans Today. This brother is really puts down some really good work. Check it out. Next article. This one came directly from the Treasury.gov Press Center press release pages. Treasury International Capital Data for August of 2016. Folks, listen here. The world is divesting themselves of U.S. Treasuries quickly. Huge sell-off of U.S. Treasuries that happened. This, man, this was absolutely huge. And it's following a trend that's been happening for the past couple of years but has sped up. And let me tell you, when they dump their cash and they dump their treasuries, the only lap and head it's going to fall on is yours and ours here, because that's the intended target. There was $346.4 billion treasuries sold from in the last year. I'm sorry. And since the last time that it was actually recorded, $346 billion in the last 12 months. This is huge. China itself almost dumped a whole in the past. I have to look at it. I got it right here. But this is huge. We need to talk about this as well. So, and what this means for you. Then the next article, next to last one that we actually pulled up, it shows since August of 2015 to now, China holds in 2015, in August, China had $1.27 trillion in U.S. treasuries that they hold. They dropped $85 billion, almost in that whole time, $85 billion, almost a whole trillion. $85 billion. They only hold now $1.185 trillion. That's a huge dump. And ever since last year, you can see it here. When you look at China, mainland China, from August, September, October, November, it kept just dumping treasuries. They're trying to do what you should be protecting yourself from too. What do they know that you why are they doing what they're doing? Because what do they know that's coming is the question that you should be asking. That is huge. And we're going to take a look at that definitely today. So the system kicked me out. One second, let me get back into it. Well, I'll do it during the break. So, continuing, what's in the news? Not surprised it kicked me out. Next article comes from FortRussia.com. Russians' first ever military exercise in Africa. What's really going on? This is from a Russian website in media publications. So, says October the 17th, Fort Russia, translated by some person. On October the 15th, the Defenders of Friendship 2016 joint Russian and Egyptian military exercise began. These maneuvers set to end on October the 26th, are the first Russian exercise in Africa's history. So why is that? This is why I said the expansion of everything is moving. This is huge. I wouldn't be surprised if those initial troops that are there, that Russia dropped off there, aren't going to be staying. And wouldn't be surprised if something goes live before the next election. Would not be surprised at all.
Brother Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
That's just so embarrassing to me, man. You know, because I always hear, oh, the Chinese are in Africa. The U.S. is in Africa. Now Russia is in Africa. But I don't know. Maybe I just missed the stories coming out. But I don't never hear about no military cooperation between Africans.
Yeah.
That's just sad, man. It's like they don't even care about their mutual security. It's like they always want to partner up with these outsiders. And I just find that to be embarrassing, man.
Yeah. And, you know, the African Union, what Gaddafi was president of before, the celebrity figureheads that's running now and the celebrity figurehead that's so-called leaving now, before they assassinated him. And because of what he wanted to do, the African Union is probably the only, well, I won't say that, is one of the entities that is trying to coordinate that now itself. And this, and one of the things that they also want to do is they want to bring in what Gaddafi wanted to fulfill what was happening. The thing is that I think Gaddafi just was doing it too fast. And he was already on the radar from the days of the Hunt brothers back in the 80s. That's where the U.S. hated him, because he was actually on the silver manipulation blow up. He was trying to assist the Hunt brothers in cornering silver. And this is why he became public enemy number one, which is Deutsche Bank, in the first story that we read today, just got a $38 million fine for that with other banks. It's, man, this is this web of deception and web of deceit and destruction and subjugation and enslavement is deep and thick. So, yeah, Scotty, it's but I think that's going to start to happen out of necessity now, because Africa is the only anchored continent on the planet. And that's why it has the abundant resources that it has. So, hey, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of the break, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. And we're going to continue with the show. We got some very important articles. I want to talk really quickly about the selection and why you need to be preparing for it, and what you need to, in my opinion, need to be looking at. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. My man Ramon is there. Brother Davis, Sister Davis, anytime, give us a call. Let us know what tomorrow's show is going to be about. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Let me unmute my man Ramon. Ramon, you there?
Good day, Dave.
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
Man, just got off work, but you know, I told you I don't never miss the show, so here I am. I'm listening, catching it all. I'm gonna chime in when I get settled. I'm just pulling up at home, sir.
Go ahead and do your thing. I'll unmute you. Just put yourself in queue, and then I wanted to, that article that we had talked about that you had sent me. We definitely want to talk about that too.
Yes, sir. I'll be ready to rock and roll here shortly.
Okay, cool. All right, brother. So just put yourself in queue, and then I'll know that you're ready.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Cool. All right. All right, everyone, check this out. One of the things that I think is very important. I want to jump before we jump into today's show. We got this election that's coming up. And one of the things that you have to get in front of, I think the system has already selected someone that they've known for a very long time and has been in the forefront of the public or the political arena for a very long time, has ties to the White House already by having to have been there before and everything else. So you know who I'm talking about. So this individual is probably going to get the selection because I think it serves the purpose that the system wants. Now, with that being said, oh, we got Brother Davis. I'm going to come to Brother Davis right after I make this. So, Brother Davis, I'm going to come to you right after I make this point so that you can talk about Wise Wednesday if you like. With that being said, one of the elements that I'll be right there. Cool. One of the things that you definitely need to be doing is preparing for that selection. One of the most important things to do is that this individual wants to completely, they want the fullest extent of gun control to remove firearms and to make it more difficult and to scare you into going to jail for having it, and I can only imagine what their overall plans are. Don't think that they'll be able to succeed, but there will be a lot of people that will obey, and they're going to continue that pressure, and this is the thing. They don't care about the 40-year-olds anymore and the 30-year-olds. They want the 10-year-olds. They're going to indoctrinate them. They're going to completely indoctrinate them to give up their means to protect themselves and only to depend on the government.
They're already doing that.
That's who they're targeting.
They're already doing it.
I was with Scotty, absolutely. I was with a young lady over the weekend, 10 years old, beautiful, beautiful little sister. She said, I don't trust people with guns, even the people I know. And this is I can see the programming already there. That's who they're really targeting. Why? And it's crazy. They want you to surrender your means, because what it really is the gun is you can't defend yourself against them with the means of gun. But what they want to do is to get you to continue to surrender to them, and they tell you what you should be doing. It's not the firearms that they're after, it's your complete energy. And people will fall for this hook, line, and sinker.
Dave, can you say that again? I've never heard anybody put it that way, and I think that was profound. It's not the gun, it's your free will they're after.
That's exactly it. They don't care about those instruments, those tools. Those tools can be easily and more effectively dealt with. Why? Because they manipulate them being into Chicago, Los Angeles, Trenton, Newark, New York. They facilitated for those tools to be there and to be used for their objective. And by that being done, they're not really worried about that. They only care about, they want you to continue to habitually surrender your free will to them. And when you start, and they're going to give you the so-called dramatical appearances of they have your best interest at hand. And I would ask any person, when have you ever looked in history and seen that these demons have ever had your best interest? But see, now they're also going to get rid of, want you to surrender your means of protecting yourself, and they also want you to surrender the book. They want you to surrender the book and the gun. This is what they're truly after. And I was with this young lady. But by the end of the day, she touched my hand. She said, I love your spirit. So, even with the propaganda, even with the lies and the deception, we have to take back who we are. It's mighty funny that they want to legislate you not having guns, and they're going to enforce that legislation with what? The threat of a gun. And they're going to continue to force and the threat of their legislation by means of violence against you. Time for us to let the Pharaoh in us go. Then once we let the Pharaoh in us go, then there will be no room for any Pharaoh to encompass us. So this is what they're really after. They want you to continue to surrender your energy to them, to say that they know what's best, to say that they have your best interest and they care about you and that they are doing what's right and that you continue to have to go to them to eat, to sleep, to live, to prosper, and more importantly, to find a heaven when all they build is the hell around you. And they get us to invoke the hells within ourselves. We have been attacked so much by this propaganda that this virus that they put out has now played on us physically to where we are physically ill. And the physical illness that we have is known as mental illness. We so damn crazy now. We are mentally ill. And this has been always the objective of the agenda. And in that mental illness, they want to sedate you. They want to toxify your body so that it will continue to spiral in a direction where you won't be able to have a conscious decision on your free will. This is why you see some of the modern diseases that many children are born with, autism, from these poisons and these vaccinations, in my opinion. This is very deep, ladies and gentlemen. And when this person is selected, one of the first things that they're going to do, by war and by decree, they're going to get rid of all the ammunition. All the ammunition. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's almost immediately, within a week or two, as just being the celebrity figurehead elect. Your time is short. It's short for you to prepare to get some of the things that are going to give you leverage. But all is not lost. They are attacking our young people and the ones that we have yet not named. Not even in the womb, they're attacking them as seeds now. So, it is coming upon you to understand this and to decide to do something different. So when this lady becomes a president-elect, and then later on, but I don't really think that there will be a change of power, but if there is, guarantee you one of the first things that's going to start to move is there is going, and I'm going to tell you, the run on the guns and the ammunition is going to be by the people first, because they're going to run. People are going to be running and buying up everything, and they're going to be buying up all the ammunition as well, because they know this may be a limited opportunity for them to get what they want by what's available, because they know the availability of ammunition is going to be short. So I want to give you a heads up. It's not much time for Killery takes over. And she's going to continue that killing program. These political serial killers. But I'm going to tell you, it's much bigger than her. Because you see her. What you see, what you don't see, is more real than what you see. So, just wanted to make that point. Listen, let's go to Brother Davis real quick. Brother Davis, welcome hey, brother. To... How you doing?
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is.
Well, I say I was going to kick back in the lounge and just listen to the show. There's a lot of content. And a lot of people out there who think they're prepared have to understand preparation is simultaneous on many fronts. So, have you noticed over the last few weeks we've been talking about competition and how you want to get the immediate things you need in position? Well, there's other things that you really have to really begin to give from the mind to, and that's your spiritual awareness. And
yes,
the reason
sir.
Why is because I've been saying ever since I got on this opportunity to have time with you that we need to prepare ourselves for a greater understanding than we have been taught. And one of the reasons is because you're going to be put in situations that you never thought you were in would ever be put in. And you have to be balanced enough to make the decision with your best interest. So, to give you an idea of what I mean, let me give you two reflections. One, there's a reflection in that old Roots movie where they fought people on top of the ship for the sun. It's a life. And there's a woman with her baby in her arm. And she slowly walks over to the edge of the ship. She looks at this great ocean. And she understands she can never survive. And she sits on the edge and just allows herself to go. Now, that is a spiritual decision. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. Then again, there's another position in the movie in which Clinton can say is, oh, if you run again, we're going to cut your foot off. And we're not going to cut the whole foot off. We're going to cut off just enough so you can work with it. But yet, because of his spiritual, he ran again. He lost that part of his foot. I'm putting these out to you because these are the type of decisions that you may be forced to make. And they may not just be told to you. That's why you have to consider the sincerity and the deep compassion that mother had to have for her infant in her arms when she looked at her for the last time and said, I'd rather offer you what I can than leave you in here. So we have to open ourselves up to a greater understanding. And do know this. Westernism has taught you wrong. That's why they said, we're psychologically sick. Because really, we don't know the depth of who we are. And the sad part about it is, we've taken on so much of their characteristics that some people that look like us act and feel like they're them. And so they can get a wake-up call. So we're going to get into the essence of spiritual decisions tomorrow night's show. And I'm going to tell you something. I would really like you guys to begin to focus on what happens if what you never suspected is your life you're confronted with. Because that becomes spiritual. Listen, brother, I'm going to get back in the cube and listen to the show. Once again, you're bringing it. I hope everybody's prepared to deal with you because that's what the show's about. Thank you.
Man, Brother Davis, and why is Wednesday tomorrow? That is so true. And I knew from last week, I knew Brother Davis was going to go back to the fundamental essence of our spirituality is the key here. And so very, very true. Wise Wednesdays is so important to us all. Make sure that everyone is there, participate, ask your questions, be a part of it, learn, then give away what it is that you're learning, because then the process of learning will be complete. So looking forward to Wise Wednesday with Brother and Sister Davis, the Davis team, definitely. So we got another caller in queue. Let's go to this caller. before then we'll get back into the show. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Peace, peace, brother. It's Mel.
Dave, brother Mel, what's going on?
As I say, a modified version of Brother Davis, it's always good to hear the voice of a fellow warrior.
Yeah. That's so true. That's so true. Yes, sir.
Team Davis and Brother Scotty and Brother Brad, everybody, Brother Ross, everybody, man. I just wanted to make an observation real quick.
Yes, sir.
I've noticed lately the tone and the context of, you know, just your presentation, your shows, how serious you are. And it's crunch time, and I've just been noticing that, and I just wanted to make that observation, and I'm taking heed, because ish ain't no joke right now. I mean, it's getting serious. So, I mean, that's really all I really wanted to say, man. I mean, I'm hearing the desperation in your voice to get the word out to your people, man, and I appreciate you for that. And thank you for all your hard work and all the knowledge. And just, man, thank you. You know, I love you.
Yeah, Mel. You know, this is, and we have to try to coordinate our meeting as soon as possible as well. I'm looking forward to that. And so, yes, you know me to understand the urgency, because, you know, I'm going to tell you, I joke a lot. Some of my, you know, friends and family wouldn't believe that I talk about something, you know, because I clown a lot. But that's, you know, it's one of the things that I've learned, and I've learned this from some family, is that I may laugh and joke, but I don't play. And this is not anything that we should be playing about, because what we're facing is the continuation of the enslavement of mankind that has worked so well in the past. That business needs to be demolished. That mentality needs to be isolated,
eradicated,
ostracized, and without doubt expelled. Let them be who they want to be, but give them no place among us. Expel them. And so true. This is very serious times, and it's going to continue to be, and it's a methodical approach, because the system realizes its survival, its ability to survive, hinges on your emotional disconnection of not knowing and not caring. They have to get you not to know.
And
they
participation.
Answer. Yeah, right, exactly. And participation, Mel. And they got to get you where you don't care. You have to become a minion of theirs. And as a minion, their full agenda is always adhered to, even without them putting out any energy. So, very, very important. In order to change this problem, we can't use the same consciousness that created it. We have to redesign the way that we decide the directions that we go in. So, we need to pave our own path. But, man, much love, much respect, Mel. Great, great call, as always. And give my regards to Princess.
Yes, sir, I will. And you do the same to your family, man. But I can hear it in your voice, man. It's a serious times, and it's not a joke. It's not. It's almost too late to prepare. I mean, you got to get on it right now, right now. Like,
yeah,
right
you
now.
Do what you can.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, like you and Brother Davis, you know, Brother Davis, and you have said many a times, just do what you can. Start where you are. The first thing in preparing is you got to prepare yourself spiritually, mentally, then physically. Then once you do that, there is no room for fear. Now you can start to conceptualize and you can start to actually plan for how you're going to respond to some things. And so that's very, very important. Get rid of the spirit of fear. Don't watch any scary movies. That's all a spirit that we're taking on. Stop trying to scare people. Stop trying to think that scaring people is actually something that is fun. That stuff is destructive. Excuse me. That stuff is destructive. Completely destructive. It's something that's taught to you. It's not something that's a part of you. Very important. So before we get into today's show, let me see, is Ramon? Let me check with Ramon. Brother Ramon, you there? Brother Ramon, you there? Okay, Brother Ramon's not there yet. He's probably getting situated, and he'll be in shortly. Okay, so listen, let me get into today's show. Oh, just before there was another article. This one came from Anti-Media. What you're not being told about the Iraqi ISIS offensive that's going on right now in Iraq. Very, very important. This is all a play into the war. So it was one of the things yesterday before we went into how much time we got. Okay. What I want to do is a couple of articles I want to take a look at. Brother Ramon had asked me to give the difference between, he said, what is an asset? He wanted us to talk about what is an asset. We're definitely going to do that. And what I want to do, I definitely want to take a look at a couple of very critical articles today. The Deutsche Bank one, there's an article that that Ramon has, and also the BRIC Nations article in the hour, and the Chicago one. Definitely want to take a look at that. And the question is, are we wrong about the reasons why we prepare? No, not at all. But some people want to, you know what I noticed? When people will always forget when you're right, but they'll never let you forget when you're wrong. Why? Because that's a low frequency that everyone loves to maintain. And this is a situation that you don't have to be wrong on. Because just by you preparing, it actually strengthens you. It actually puts you back into line with, in my opinion, how you were created. I'm going to say this, even for biblically, from just the story of Christ, was a prepper. And there's so many of you that want to take on the verbal acknowledgement of Christ, but we do the practices of the Antichrist. Very telling, very telling. Listen, everyone, getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of that commercial break, we're going to jump into today's show. I think my man Ramon is going to be there. He's got a good article that we're going to pick up on, and we're going to talk about the articles that I had laid out. We're going to talk about assets, what our assets. We're going to talk about the silver fix, why that's so important, very important in the BRIC nations and Chicago. And these are all the reasons why we prepare. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. At any time, don't hesitate, don't wait, don't worry about it. We'll always get to the parts of the show. You're more important than anything else. All those articles are there. All you have to do is read them, and then read them with comprehension, and then read them from what is the real energy of it all. Before your eyes see the words, let your spirit know the meaning. Listen to Tando Radio Show. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit *61. I will see you in queue and bring you up. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back, God willing, after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in the conversation at any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61. I'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. We got my man, Ramon, in queue. We're going to go to Ramon now. Ramon, you there, brother?
Yes, Dave. How you doing today?
What's going on, bro? What's going on?
What's up, Scotty?
Hey, what's going on, Ramon?
Scotty.
Hey, man.
How you doing? I'm getting ready to join you, brother. So I got my stuff set up for you. So I need to talk with you off air, though.
Okay.
But let's jump on this right now. Hey, Dave, can I get a second just to read it? Because I think it wouldn't do the audience any justice if they didn't hear some of the...
Yeah, definitely. That's what I definitely wanted you to do. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. This article comes by way of the New York Times. It was originally posted October 16th. And the title of this article says, Hillary Clinton liked covert action if it stayed covert, which shows in her transcripts. It says, Hillary Clinton longs for the days when Americans knew how to execute a covert action abroad and not spill the details to reporters. Addressing a Goldman Sachs event in 2013, in one of the speeches that WikiLeaks published on Saturday, Mrs. Clinton gave a tough-minded, realpolitik answer to the question of how to handle a problem like Syria. If the best chance of success was to act secretly inside that country, she made clear she had no problem doing that. She went on to say, as her audience already knew because of revelations in the news media, that as Secretary of State, she had advocated secretly arming the Syrian opposition and moving forcefully to counter the Russians, who at that point were supporting President Bashar al-Assad but had not yet fully entered the conflict. Quote from Mrs. Clinton, my view was you intervene as covertly as possible for Americans to intervene, end quote. She said in an answer to a question from Lloyd C. Blankfein, the chief executive of Goldman Sachs, which paid Mrs. Clinton about $225,000 a speech to give what felt like an insider's view of making of America's foreign policy months after she left the office. But she quickly acknowledged that, quote, we used to be much better at this than we are now, end quote. And she went on to quote, now, you know, everybody can't help themselves, she added, and officials go out to tell their friendly reporters and somebody else, look what we're doing, and I want credit for it, end quote. I'll stop right there for now, Dave. I'll let you weigh in first. So we'll take it from there. I'm going to let Dave give his perspective first.
Well, the key is... No. I mean, whatever you think is if you think you want, you know, read more, then let's do that so that we can finish it out. Or if you want to have commentary on it, let's do it. And then if there's any callers that would like to express their feelings about what Ramon has just read, do that. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. This is all the reasons why you should be preparing. And so, but it's up to you, Ramon. How would you like to? You want to finish reading now, or you want to go into
yes,
the commentary
sir.
From us?
I think we should. Yeah. Okay. So, the three hacked speeches from 2013 that WikiLeaks published, most likely with Russian government assistance, helped explain how Mrs. Clinton approaches some of the world's knottiest problems. They are a reminder of the cold-eyed way she often assesses her most vexing opponents when the television cameras are not on. By the time she left the office that year, she had met and assessed two of the three world leaders who were determined most prominently to challenge the United States, President Xi Jinping of China, whom she clearly admires, President Vladimir V. Putin of Russia, whom she clearly detests, and who has returned the sentiment this election, and Kim Jong-un of North Korea, whose determination to build a nuclear weapon and missiles that could reach Hawaii and the West Coast theoretically poses a risk. Quote, we cannot abide, she says. At moments in the speeches, Mrs. Clinton was clear-eyed about how difficult it would be to execute some of the actions she advocated, including a no-fly zone over parts of Syria. To have a no-fly zone, you have to take out all of the air defense, many of which are located in populated areas, she said. So our missiles, even if they are standoff missiles, so we're not putting our pilots at risk. You're going to kill a lot of Syrians. So all of a sudden, this intervention that people talk about so glibly becomes a becomes an American and NATO involvement where you take a lot of citizens. Her assessment of this risk came before she was formally running for president, but 2 years later, in a television interview in October 2015, she sounded willing to take that risk. She quoted, I personally would be advocating now for a no-fly zone and humanitarian corridors to stop the carnage on the ground and from the air, to try to provide some way to take stock of what's happening, to try to stem the flow of refugees, she said. Her successor as Secretary of State, John Kerry, who you call Lurch, tried last month to open those humanitarian corridors, but the effort collapsed in a dispute with Russia. A push to get it restarted during a meeting in Lausanne, Switzerland, on Saturday between Mr. Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Sergey V. Lavrov, also failed. In the talks at Goldman Sachs, Mrs. Clinton was often more analytical than prescriptive, describing her perceptions of individual leaders and the domestic politics and foreign threats they face. In that regard, her approach is quite different from that of Donald Trump. In two interviews on foreign policy with the New York Times, one in March and another in July, Mr. Trump moved directly to his plans of action, bombing the Islamic State and taking oil, for example, or withdrawing troops from Europe and Asia if allies do not pay their share. While Mr. Trump often talks in terms of striking deals, Mrs. Clinton talks in more traditional terms of alliance building. When she became secretary in 2009, she posed a question about China to an Australian leader. She quoted, how do you deal toughly with your banker? In the Goldman transcript, she suggested that she had answered her own question when sparring with the Chinese over its claims in the South China Sea. Quoted, I made the point at one point in the argument that, you know, you can call it whatever you want to call it, she said. You don't have a claim to all of it, I said, but by that argument, you know, the United States should claim all of the Pacific. We liberated it. We defended it. We have as much claim to all the Pacific, and we could call it the American Sea, and it could go from the west coast of California all the way to the Philippines. And, you know, my counterpart sat up very straight and goes, well, you can't do that. Mrs. Clinton segued into an elevation of Mr. T, the Chinese leader, who she noted had consolidated power in a way his predecessor never did, but had quickly traveled to places like Russia and Africa to assuage is the word. I'm trying to figure out how to say it again. Quote, doubts about Chinese practices, she quoted, so he's someone who at least have the impression is a more worldly, somewhat more experienced politician, she said. Mr. Xi has since become more aggressive in the South China Sea, and it is unclear how forcefully Mrs. Clinton, if she became president, would confront him over his claims. She acknowledged, excuse me there, y'all. I'm sorry. I lost my train there. She acknowledged at one point that the administration had gotten distracted from its, quote, pivot to Asia. In North Korea, the situation has worsened much more drastically. She summarized the Chinese message to the North Koreans this way. She quoted, "We don't care if you occasionally shoot off a missile. That's good. That upsets the Americans and causes them heartburn, but you can't keep going down a path that is unpredictable." That, of course, is exactly the path they have gone down. End of article.
So, Dave?
Man, Ramon, that's a great, great article, because I think what you're seeing and what you're hearing on many fronts is that this is the person that they want to be in selection.
Yes.
Because that serves the agenda of the, to where you're going to have the purge. The whole world is going to see the United States as one in which they need to get rid of. If you notice, she doesn't negotiate. She only gives ultimatums. She
and
said
okay.
One of the most. Yeah,
she's
and she's
okay
totally
with
okay with
investigation. She said
she's okay
if y'all launch a few missiles just so we can cause international chaos.
Yep. And she is the perfect celebrity figurehead for them. Now, here's what really shows. It shows that she's a psychopath. It shows that she's a pure psychopath. If you heard in the first article, we don't control things like we used to. What does that mean? Where they invaded Vietnam, where they invaded Iraq, they invaded so many countries. They invade. And then she talked about we don't do things like we used to do. What she's really saying, in my opinion, is that we get questioned by too many people in the United States. Not only were we going to take out some civilian Syrian casualty, we're willing to take out some of those here too.
Well, I
because
want you to catch that. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Well, no, I want to stop you. Go ahead, because you made me want to say what's next. But go ahead, please finish your thought.
Because we don't have the influence that we had before in the past. Our influence was so strong, and our influence came from what? She said she told you where her influence came when they liberated the Pacific Ocean for them.
Exactly.
By what?
Exactly.
By dropping two nuclear devices on the people. On innocent people, and they're willing to do that stuff all over again. She gave all of the sentiments of a psychopath. Not even a sociopath. This woman is a psychopath. It's a political serial killer. And I don't even like to say her name. I don't even ever talk about the election. But I just want you all to know why you need to be preparing.
Here's what I think she said, that article said, and I think your observation and the way you conveyed that was very good, and the way you heard, you know, it's hard to interpret an article like that, you know, when you don't have time to really sit down on it. But I think what she ultimately said to me was Donald Trump is giving away too much of how I'm going to become the president. See, this goes to me into the where people start to say, well, why was Donald Trump, why would somebody so tacky and tasteless as Donald Trump win be a presidential campaigner or a nominee at
30
point?
30 minutes after that. In 15 minutes.
It couldn't be no more than a ploy to usher her right on in with a major victory, you know, basically an unchallenged victory. She said it in her article. She made it very clear. We can't seem to keep nothing covert anymore.
That's right.
To mention Donald Trump in there was enough for me to say, well, then I'm hearing that Donald Trump is really just there to hand you the presidency.
That's right.
So these are the things that, I mean, this is something that, you know, when I read that article, that's what stuck out to me the most. I mean, I could speak on a lot of other things. That article could take us the rest of the week. But I feel as though it's so important that we start to look at these, not only how to tie these articles together with this presidential campaign, but to see how it really is moving right into what they want. To say that she's okay with, what is it, North Korea shooting out bombs, missiles, is a clear indication they've already been in bed with them doing that.
Yep. And you know what? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Ramon. I'm sorry. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
How do we advertise on art stations that we're having a problem with them testing nuclear missile heads, but this article here clearly says that she's okay with it.
And bold about it.
And very bold. Very clear, though. I don't think she's being unbold. I think that's what the whole point of what they're trying to put, or what she's trying to put out there. I have no qualms with letting the world know if we have to be the opposition, because that was said earlier. She funded when she was the Secretary of State. She funded the Syrian opposition. She gave way to the Syrian. Who is the Syrian opposition was the first question. Took me back to something you said some time back on the show. The Syrian opposition, as according to Putin, is the terrorists who covertly, I've heard on this show, be unraveled to say, well, the opposition, according to Vladimir Putin, is America, the terrorist. So she funded the opposition, which is who's the opposition?
Right.
It's got to be. The opposition has obviously got to be us. I mean, not us, I'm sorry, Russia, in the sense of that article, okay? We know
right. This.
Okay, I'm going to leave it alone from there. I think I'm starting to lose thought, so go ahead.
No, you're spot on. It's a lot. You know, one of the things, when you read this article, they always tell you things immediately in the article. And what is being said is that when she said that, what would she say about the covert activities? No, we no longer can keep anything covert.
Exactly.
Hidden.
She said we would want to go take it to the reporters. We like to say, look at me, look at what I'm doing. That's Donald Trump. See, that's what I got out of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's Donald Trump who's loudly saying that.
Mm-hmm. And now, what is she talking about being covert about? She's saying that the dealings that they're doing is starting to be vetted. Who's vetting the dealings that they're doing? It's not the mainstream media. She's telling you that she's going to wage a war against the alternative media. She's telling you that she's going to wage war against any person that questions her. She's telling you that she's going to get rid of the First Amendment, freedom of speech, and the most important one, freedom of the press.
Good out.
She's telling you,
Dave.
She's telling you what she's going to do. She's telling you that she's going to kill people here and throughout the world, and that they do consider, like she told Jay Pink, you can call it whatever you want. It's ours, because we liberated it. She told you that people have changed now, and she got to get them back in line. But she told you those that vote for her, she's going to be willing to sacrifice your butt.
And she also said, because Mr. Xi Jinping, the current Chinese president, doesn't do things the way his predecessor does, it told me, he doesn't want, Mr. Jinping doesn't want to do business with America anymore, is what I got out of that.
Exactly. He doesn't want to follow the established world order.
Or the regime.
And that is the perfect segue, because she's telling you everything. What she's also telling you is that they have assassinations. They have where they actually go in and by force perpetuate their motion. She told you who all she was involved in killing.
Yeah,
I want you to think about this for a moment.
She kind of, it was pretty easy to spot that they was using terrorists to overthrow Libya. So that's what she talking about. We got to keep it more covert. The fact that we use terrorists to terrorize other nations and what have you while fighting a quote unquote war on terror. Well, they're not fighting against themselves. They're not waging war on themselves, and they're the original terrorists. But here's something else I picked up from that the New York Times is still a bunch of liars. And so the lie, particular lie that I first saw this months ago or clues to this coming from the Clinton campaign. Then I saw it coming from the Obama administration. So here's the New York Times. If he can find that part where it says that maybe the Russians are helping WikiLeaks. The Russians ain't helping WikiLeaks. There's absolutely no proof. Who is this unnamed intelligence agency that says, oh, this is Russia's modus operandi? Does this person even exist? You know, they're talking about, well, we believe the right. Well, believing ain't knowing. Come back when you know something, and you would think that a real journalist or real magazine that was engaged in journalism wouldn't even be putting out there that maybe the Russians is, maybe the Russians that aren't. If there is nothing to verify that story, you shouldn't be putting it in there, period. So just like they told them lies to help Bush push all that to overthrow Iraq, I didn't see them questioning the Obama administration and what they did to Libya. Okay, so now I see them still continue to push lies. And you're right, they have people like this network in their sights. And that's why we get attacked by hackers and stuff.
Yep, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to set out a bold thing here. Not only did they talk, did she tell you that they took out Libya and Gaddafi, but I want you to look at some of the political killings, questionable political killings that have happened. How about Justice Scalia?
Well, he was a pig, and I hope he is rotten in hell if there is a hell.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something, real quick before I forget. She's even lying because she's the one who made sure that everybody saw her on video in somewhere. Where was she at? In Afghanistan while overseeing the Libya operation. She is the one.
She was in Libya.
Oh, was she? Well, I know she had traveled there, but I think when the stuff hit the fan, she got out of Libya and retreated.
She got out of Libya, but that picture that she's taking, that's taken in Libya.
When she first called for the assassination of Gaddafi and told them terrorists, we can't wait till you capture and kill him. She did all of this in front of the media. See, right there, she violated international security by allowing whoever was to videotape her getting confirmation of Gaddafi's murder, and then she come out. You know she didn't come out with the top of her head. She wanted to sound like a emperor of Rome. We came, we saw, he died. See, that was a covert. Yep. That was supposed to be a covert operation. She is the one who made sure everybody knew she was behind it. So this woman is just a liar all the way around.
Yeah, Scotty. Great point, Scotty, because that's absolutely right. When she talked about Donald Trump being, you know, covert, and we don't keep, and that's so true. And let me tell you how else it all plays into it. Let me tell you, this is the psychological warfare that's going on. Remember when they supposedly killed Osama bin Laden on May the 1st of 2000? They always do stuff on May the 1st, May Day. Look at what's going on, always in history. Watch what happens on May the 1st. Well, what was it, 2013? All of a sudden, they came out Obama said they killed him, and they had a big old party. And then they had the tapings showing her like she's all nervous and scared, looking at the, you know, looking at the overall killings that they were showing in real time. Supposedly,
hey, Dave,
they gave you the view,
Dave,
of them. Yeah.
You can't forget what you and I talked about yesterday. Since you brought that up, you brought up Saddam Hussein, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a telling sign of what you and I talked about yesterday about the Darfur chemical bombing that's going on. What did I tell you they said in there is that the Darfur chemical bombing is the Saddam Hussein regime. As Scotty just pointed out, we thought he was dead. So they're bringing the Saddam Hussein regime back into the fold.
Because this is why all these governments are together. It's a fraternity they're in a fraternity to destroy and subjugate and enslave people. So this is why was that so relevant? Because that was so relevant because they wanted to show you so that you can see, so that later on they can tell you what you're seeing. They actually gave you insight on what their agenda was, and they wanted you to feel a part of it all. You know why? Because they wanted you to blindly follow them. This is why they had it at the opportune time to say that he killed them, and then she was there with that. Watch, that is going to be used in the future. They don't make a mistake on their set. They don't have the bloopers as often as people think or that they may have in TV land and everything else. Everything is coordinated because they get to edit it before it's shown. As Rahm Emanuel said, let no good crisis go to waste. And this lady is going to not be wasteful at all. So she's going to create crisis after crisis. She is the ideal celebrity figurehead for what's going to befall. And guess what? They're going to let her take the fall on the whole thing. Like Scotty says, you know, I don't have no sympathy, right? Because every person that makes a deal with the devil loses their soul. And I said Justice Scalia for this one point, and this one point only, is that he was one of the only justices that was outspoken that you ain't taking nobody's guns. And they hated that. Or they use that for serve their purpose.
Yeah, I'll give you that. He was a strong defender of Second Amendment rights, but he still was a racist fat pig, and I hope he's roasting in hell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, we're on board on that one, yes. But that's why they wanted to get rid of him. That's why they wanted to get rid of him. So, man, this is what we're going to start to see how this unfolds. Let me tell you, in my opinion, unfolds this way. It's the perfect setup for World War III and Global Nuclear War I. What did Putin say about Hillary? If she president, is war. I don't think that one of the possible scenarios is that you may get an election, but you'll never have a change of power. Because you don't have a change of power during major military conflict that potentially can move to war. Continuity of government can't do it. This is all a setup. And then what happens? She becomes the president-elect, and she moves right into, but with the current celebrity figurehead CEO, Barack. This stuff is, we are being set up, ladies and gentlemen. In my opinion, the setup is that they are going to collapse the U.S.
in so many ways.
Yes.
Dave, let me throw this one at you. I know it's a little off the wall since you brought that up. With this, what we're talking about, and Scotty, help us on this one.
Ramon, hold on 1 second. We got to go to a commercial break. When we come out, because don't write it down. Don't lose your thought, because I don't want you to get going in the commercial messes everything up. Listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break at any time. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Don't hesitate. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. I'm going to drop a bomb for you in a minute or so. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit star 61. My man Ramon is here, and he wanted to make a point. Ramon, go ahead and make your point just before we went to the last commercial break. There's a point that you wanted to make.
Yes, I was actually piggybacking you to ask, would it be far-fetched, as we recently, within the last 2 months, President Obama signed the Executive Order 13601, and in that, just off my head, right off the top of it, I remember some of the key factors was the ability for the president to establish martial law based on natural disasters, you know, things like that. So what it made me think about with this article we're going over, would this be a great precipice for Hillary Clinton to, because here's why I say this, is this the precipice for her to, while we get it, once we initiate this war, or as we open it up to the public, will this give her grounds to use this order, considering, and the reason I ask that, why would President Obama sign such a important executive order so late in his, well, at the end of his term?
Yeah, 13603. Yeah.
603, I'm sorry.
The enslavement is basically where they can enslave you. Same thing that they're doing down in Venezuela. Why? Because you're going to have the same conditions as Venezuela. Whoever's going to be in office is going to use it. Yes. Definitely. But see, the executive order. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, my what I was leading into as the question is, would this give her the ability, as everybody keeps trying to put on Obama, the ability to extend her term?
I see what you're saying, and I'm leaning the other way, because see, if she's the president, if she's president, with her psychopathic way, she's going to write another executive order that's far worse. What I think is going to be done here, this is going to be the executive order that is used during his continuous seat at the celebrity figurehead CEO position. I don't think he's leaving. Doesn't have to leave. create the war. Doesn't matter what the selection says or anything else. It sets up the perfect example. And then what happens is there's going to be a major problem where some people are going to get knocked off. We are in the assassination phase, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of people that's going to be assassinated in so many different realms and so many different ways. And that is going to be by way of covert operations and by sorties.
You know, Dave,
by actual military. Yeah,
ahead, one of the reasons I reached out to CC, who connected me to you, so we could have a preparedness program on this network, is because I pray for the collapse of this evil empire. I pray for it, man. I want it to collapse. I want the corporation to be dissolved. And what comes out of that, That's why we should be prepared for that, so that we can establish our own sovereignty and what have you. But all of this stuff that's going on, I pray for it, man. I pray for it.
Say it again, Scotty. I'm with you, brother. I'm right there with you.
And to these people on these executive orders.
Oh, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, this executive order 13603. And some of the commentary from some of the people writing about it, now they're concerned about slavery. But slavery was never abolished. See what I'm saying?
Scotty.
It was never abolished. So now that the CEO issues an executive order to where slavery can impact them, now you want to raise the alarm.
It's a problem.
Yeah, now it's a problem. Like you said, Dave, nobody wants to be a slave, but everybody wants a slave. Slavery was never abolished. We ain't looking at mass incarceration. This is just a continuation of slavery. So then when I was reading on what other people wrote about that executive order, I was like, and I hope they get you.
My man, Scotty, let me tell you. And this is what's so cool about it. One of the things is that when you deal with poison, sometimes you ingest it. And what happens is, Scotty's absolutely right. They're going to put this whole system into a downward spiral, but they don't really know. I'm going to tell you, Brother Davis is my witness. Before we started Tando Radio Show, Brother Davis and I had talked, and we said exactly what Scotty just said, but we said it in our own way. We look forward to, I mean, just like Scotty and us, we look forward to the new opportunity, because from that opportunity, we are going to be able to reestablish our own sovereignty. That's the good side of it all. And I remember specifically Brother Davis saying, I just would love to see it, but if I don't, my energy won't ever miss it. And that's the words of a warrior. But I'm willing to do it. I'm with you, Scotty. And this is why we need to prepare, because when you prepared, there are so many opportunities that are going to come your way. You're not going to be led by fear and the agenda of destruction. You'll have options. And what is one of those options that you're going to have? You're going to have the option to be the way the great creator intended you to be, free and independent. And then guess what? There won't be so many family members that question and think you crazy. They'll realize that they've been dumb, blind, and stupid. And now it's time for them to change that direction and use their talents towards the intended objective. We all got different methods, but all of our objectives should be the same. Scotty does his thing. The one brother across the street does his thing. The sister over there, they do. But all of our objectives need to be the same. And I'm going to tell you something about the relentless human spirit, is that when there is challenged and pushed up against the wall, all of a sudden it gets to where it goes back to its intrinsical value instead of this educated foolishness. I mean, excuse me, until it's, because you want to be educated, it goes away from its schooled foolishness. and that sterile environment is no longer around you. Now the real intrinsic value and the real person that you are will be on full display. And this is what I'm looking forward to. Let them eat cake. So important for this thing, as it does have. I don't want to rush it, because while it's still building, we should be building. You should be building. But when it does happen, because these people will have their demonic ritual practice, they can't help but do it. It's in their nature. They're going to do it. And when they do it, the opportunity for you to collectively reach other people will be much greater than what it is right now. When the storm comes, everybody says, oh, shh. Now you have their attention. So, I'm looking forward to, as you are, Scotty, as you are, Ramon, as you all are, I'm looking forward to when we realize that we are much greater than what we've been schooled to believe. We start to know something. And when you know something, it's much stronger, much greater than what you believe.
Brother Dave, you will know. I'm sorry, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you. One example. How long has Spain been operating without a government, and I don't see them going crazy or anything like that?
Thank you, Scotty. Yep. 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 You're absolutely right, Scotty. And, man, Scotty, I knew you would love that article. That's exactly. And you know what, man? And this is the thing that really there needs to be an appropriate response to everything that threatens you. And the governments was threatened in Spain. So what did Spain, the people in Spain do in different parts of Spain? No government. No problems. No problem. Let me tell you, the greatest peace I ever seen in Los Angeles, do you want to know when it was? It's when the gang members came together and said, no more. Violence is going to go on down here now. That was powerful. But the power of it needed to be disseminated to every community. And it has to start with ours, ladies and gentlemen. It has to start with you. It has to start with you. And it was the most peaceful time that I had ever seen in the city.
You know who destroyed that peace, right?
Of course I do.
Yeah, the police and other state actors who were stealing gang members' cars and doing drive-bys on the rival gang to get them to fighting each other again.
It was a covert action. It was an operation. Yes, it was, Scotty. And it's been that way since the inception. And these are the things that is so critical for us to really, really take a stand and have a choice in. Are we going to participate in what? Are we going to continue to go down the crazy, insane path that we've been going down? They're going to try to feed you all kinds of leaders with all kinds of promises. And it's all going to amount to nothing. Right now, the whole world is divesting itself from the United States. They're sending back the U.S. dollars. This is a huge threat to your overall standard of living. As these dollars, let me ask you something. Since last year to this year, China and the rest of the world have been dumping U.S. Treasury. They've been dumping cash. They've been dumping the dollar. Do you think that they're all of a sudden they're gonna pick the dollar up? Why? Why did people have the dollar in the first place? Because the U.S. was what Hillary said. We used to be able to do things. There are problems doing things now. And everybody is dumping them. Not only are they dumping their treasury, their currency, they're dumping that way of life for their purpose. Now, I know it's a concerted effort among these governments, but the most important part is that the people will have an opportunity to see that the Wizard of Oz has no, the Emperor has no clothes on, and the Wizard of Oz is not what you think. It's some crazy, psychopathic entity that's trying to present itself as the as a demigod or as in God we trust. You know where that comes from? It comes from their own currency. It comes from their own creed, their own statement, their moral absolute. Their moral absolute is to enslave you at all turns in your physical life and to diminish that energy so that your physical life does not go into elder years. Why is that so important? Because the elders have witnessed many and they start to understand the lies between the truth, and then they can educate the young to be on guard and aware of. This is why they want to get rid of people at much earlier ages. Have you noticed how many people are making a great transformation at a much earlier age? The overall life expectancy, in my opinion, in this country is going to plummet. And it's purposely done. People on this planet used to live for many, 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 many centuries. Why was that? Those people are living on many centuries. Just think of how well you will have honed your overall intrinsical skill by living 500, 600, 1,000 years. And not living it from the standpoint of what you see as living for 1,000 years. How about you have the energy of a teenager for 700 years? See, these are the things that were true. These are the things that were purposely and methodically taken away from humanity. Because it's hard to deceive the wise. It's very easy to deceive the naive. That's why we have some of the diseases now where people have lost the cognitive ability to make a decision for themselves. That is a perfect slave. Someone that can't think for themselves, this is why you're going to see drugs and you're going to see more conditions that are going to affect the brain. That are going to be, this is why you see Zika, autism, because it is a program to enslave. What the great creator established, man has always attempted to manipulate, to destroy. So, very, very crucial. So, we got another caller in queue. Want to go to this caller? Rise, go, man. We got 3 minutes. Shoot. Rise.
Oh, greetings. Can I be heard?
Yeah, yeah. What's up, Rise? We got three minutes. Shoot, brother. I didn't want
to.
Yeah, go.
I just wanted to say what y'all been saying tonight is brilliant. What you're describing is rhetorical ethics. They're giving you the impression that they're the solution to the problem they started in the first place. And that's exactly
right.
How they function. We have to pay attention to the things they do and say and never trust them. That's really what it's all about. Once you put your faith in them, it's a wrap.
Yep.
Simply because, you know, they'll always give you the impression that they're doing something to help you, and they're literally killing you, and you're not consciously aware that you're dying until it's too late. And that's essentially what you just described, and a lot of what I heard this evening is exactly that. You know, it's just so much you guys just described this evening, but that's it. That's why I always suggest, you know, for everybody, get your hands on Yorugu by Dr. Marimba Ani. It'll give you insight into how they psychologically function and their sociopathic behavior so that you can avoid that and you can defend yourself against it, because that's where I think they really have us in a real corner, is that they keep fooling us into believing that they're something they're not, which is beneficent and which is decent, and there's no such thing as a beneficent, decent white supremacist. It just doesn't work that way. So thank you so much. That's what I wanted to talk about.
My brother,
thank you so much.
And you know what? Well, wait, Roz, real quick. Uh-huh. Real quick, Roz.
Yes.
You know, you said that, you know, what, and you're absolutely, in my opinion, you're absolutely right. What happens is that the energy to psychologically destroy you, they no longer have to continue to attack you with it. They just need to maintain it because we start to do the attacking against ourselves.
Yep, it's a form of mind control. Really,
it's a form. As Brother Braggs would say, and what would Brother Braggs say, Roz? Because I know he's you know, in your conversation, in my conversation, we are under a spell.
Spell, yep.
Those words that we use and we accept puts us in a spell.
Absolutely.
It's like we've been hypnotized into destruction.
Yep, they've been setting traps for us for hundreds of years. And we just haven't been able to successfully navigate it because we don't understand the psychology of the person, the people, the creatures we're dealing with. That's really what it is. We don't understand that they're diabolical, and a lot of us don't understand that just about everything that we experience that is not for our benefit or towards our optimum health, they are the causes of it. A lot of times, because the problems that we face, the person that's right in front of us sometimes looks like us, so it's easy to look in the mirror and continue to abuse yourself. But behind that person is a psychology of white supremacy that's driving their behavior, and that's really what it's all about. It's, you know, even when you were discussing in Africa and the thing, them inviting the Russians in, that's just them under the belief, like some of our ancestors were, that the white way is the supreme way, and that these people have power they don't really have. So because some of our people have been conditioned to think that way, we kowtow to them. Every time something happens, we're looking for a handout from them. But that's how we've been trained. That's plantation mentality right there. You know,
they're schooling.
Exactly, yep, and that's exactly what we're doing. And when you see that sort of stuff taking place, whether it's a diplomat or just somebody on the average person on the street, it's the same mentality. It's worshiping your enemy. And the idea is that, you know, they successfully brutalized us into forgetting our own ability to be autonomous and our own sovereignty, like you always say. And as a result, we're giving it away. You know, if we really think, like the shooting in Orlando and all these other shootings, the police shooting in Dallas and all that stuff, if we think that's not a setup, think we're crazy. Because behind all of these things, our rights are being taken. And instead of them, like you said, enforcing it on us, we're giving it away. It's like, oh, I don't want to get shot again. Take all the guns. Take all the guns. But who has all the guns? The same people that's killing you. The same people that are killing you on the street when you walk and you put your hands up, you know, your back is turned, you put your hands up, and they put 40 shots in your back. These are the same people.
The same ones that say they want to, right. You know what, Roz, is the same ones that say, well, we want to have gun control, and we're going to get it by controlling the guns. And it's crazy. You know, we got to get ready to get out of here. Listen, it was so funny. Was with my wife this weekend, and we went to a store, and as we're walking up, she read a sign: cheap deer corn, cheap deer corn. And she looked, she said, oh, cheap deer corn. She looked at me and I laughed. I said, yes, but it's always cheap, and they'll do it for free for you to hunt and to kill. I said, what we need to put it on that is, instead of cheap deer corn, cheap human corn, known as Facebook, because it's a trap. They're setting you up.
Yeah.
Fedbook is setting you up. All this system that they create is setting you up to your own demise, and it's always cheap. I'll never forget when that one brother made the comment, well, Fedbook is free, so good luck with that. No, brother, let me tell you something. Scotty and nobody here needs any luck. You better save that for you.
Yeah, and so, it's funny because you saying that's rhetorical ethic right there on display. Yeah, it's free, but yet, you know, God forbid you put a picture with a marijuana plant in the background, you're going to have them feds right at your door because, you know, you're giving up your freedom. Yeah, it's free.
Or are they always asking you, Roz? Right, exactly. Or are they always asking them, data mining you, do you know this person or do you know that person? Well, I don't know you. Who's asking?
Yeah.
Man. Much love, much respect. We got to get out of here. We went over Raj, Brother Davis, Wise Wednesdays tomorrow, Mel, Ramon, Scotty, man, great, great show. All of you that are listening, much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, to give one away. Peace and love, and we'll get to you as soon as possible. Talk to you later. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.